Okay, let's begin. Straighten your spine. Shoulders relax. Behind of your neck is relaxed. And elbows are relaxed and hands on your lap. Your face is relaxed. Temples relaxed. Your eyeballs are relaxed. Forehead is relaxed. Cheeks are relaxed. Both sides of your nose are relaxed. And the jaw is relaxed. Lips are relaxed. Teeth, gum, tongue, inside of your mouth is relaxed. Your ears are relaxed. Very center of your head is relaxed. Behind of your head is relaxed. Behind of ears are relaxed. Hairs are relaxed. Brain is gradually relaxed. Remember the taste of the lemon. Remember the taste of lemon. In your imagination, you taste a lemon. Next, you remember the eyes of some animals. Maybe your pet, cat and dog, or horse, or lion, and anything. You can think of one face of animal, one animal. And remember the face. Remember the human face. Pick up one person whom you met today. Remember the face of that person. Ask Holy Spirit to help you to look at this face more clearly, more accurately, and more deeply. And now, remember someone's face whom you never seen at least the last 5 years or so. Think of one person whom you never met last 5 years or so, and remember the person's face. Again, ask Holy Spirit to help you to see that person more clearly, more accurately, more deeply. Next, remember the five events, five moments in your childhood. Let's say before 5 years old, one of the most pleasurable moment, joyful moment, happy moment. Pick up five moment, five joyful moment in your childhood. Again, ask Holy Spirit to help you to remember. We tend to remember the miserable things, miserable moments, and forget joyful moments, but we can remember joyful moments. Every single person has at least 5 joyful moments till reaching 5 years old. Well, for example, you caught a butterfly or a beetle for the first time. It was surely a pleasurable moment. Or you could swim for the first time. You saw the ocean for the first time. So now slowly come back to this moment and relax. Remember, your head is relaxed. Your face is relaxed. Your cheeks and jaw is relaxed. Your brain is relaxed. So observe your mind. Examine if you are a little irritating or not. Certainly, there is a particular muscle to remember things, especially when once you decided to forget. And now you try to remember. You are kind of against the first decision you made some time ago. Once you decided to forget, and now you decide to remember. So you might be irritating. Or you might be really having a feeling of vividness. So now it's a time to remember the absolute peace or I can say the limitlessness. You believe that you never experienced any absolute peace at all, but you did. You believe that you never experienced limitlessness, but you did. You don't think so because, just because you decided to forget it, and you chose to remember something else. So today, I like to reach that memory of limitlessness and absolute peace. Let's start. To reach, to remember such things, especially such things you don't trust yourself to remember. You don't believe to be able to remember. We have to use the problem or issue what you are facing right now. So you like to recover from some disease, you can use that issue and hope. And if you have some issue with a relationship, you can use that issue. If you have the issue of sleeping, you can use it. If you have an issue of loneliness, emptiness, you can use it. So you can use any kind of issues, and the issues must be not just one or two. So you pick up one. Any issue is fine. Issue is around you for your remembering. Okay, now you are thinking of issue. Think and observe your mind. Again, you might start irritating or desperate feeling coming up. And now, use your imagination. If you solve that issue, what kind of feeling and sensation you would have? Imagine. Ask Holy Spirit to help you. Imagine how you are relieved, how you are happy. How you are secure. I believe you thought like this so many times already, but this time, at least 5 minutes, we stay with this thought. Usually, we don't stay. We just try to imagine one moment, and then we start thinking something else. So stay with this thought. Continue to use imagination for 5 minutes. Just 5 minutes. Not long, but long enough to touch the sensation. Your life is not limited. Your love is not bothered. You are not separated from anything. So imagine. Your body is not going to be weaker or worse condition. Your relationship won't be end. Nothing bad will be happening. Use your imagination by the help of Holy Spirit. Use the mind muscle to stay here and continue to use your imagination. Allow yourself to enjoy the state after the salvation. After the solution. Everything has solved. So imagine, stay. The meditation is ultimately to reach the sense of limitlessness, the sense of absolute peace, meaning your identity is beyond human being. You come back to your true identity, spirit. This is an experience beyond time and space. So to continue the meditation and to solve the issue and reach the limitlessness, reach your true identity, train this mind muscle. You can do this anywhere, anytime. So as many as possible, as long as possible, use the power of imagination. And when you feel like you are touching the sense of limitlessness, just 1 second, you understand this is not a reaching, this is just a remembering. I knew this sensation. So this is a thing we have to focus on. And when your mind is scattered, ask Holy Spirit, let me remember what my purpose is. My purpose is to bring back my true identity, limitlessness, and absolute peace. Okay, this is a course from Course in Miracles, workbook lesson number 257. So once you imagined some good feeling, so keep it and decide to remember. This is an essential training to reach spirit and to receive the message and to enjoy your true identity and use your limitless power. and experience limitless love. Okay, again, bring your consciousness onto your head area, including the face, all the cells of the face, around eyeballs, around the mouth, everywhere is relaxed. Then put your head down slowly and come out of meditation gently. Thank you very much for sharing.